work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to Rise with Love. Let's get started. And welcome to a brand new episode to assist you on your soulful journey. Rising with Love is about tapping into your infinite manifesting potential and aligning yourself to the abundance in which we all derive from. I'm really excited to introduce you to my special guest today, Sandy Forster, who is an internationally recognized speaker, mentor, and author. She has the most incredible story of being on welfare to becoming a millionaire. Her mission is to empower women around the world to manifest more money. Let's get excited. Honestly, I feel so honored to have the privilege to have this conversation with you, and I cannot wait to dive in. So I would love to give you a nice warm welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me. And I just want to say a huge thank you to you for what you do, because you're bringing people in front of your audience and allowing them to really change how they think, and which changes the actions they take, which changes their results, which changes their entire destiny. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh my gosh, I think I'm in love with you already. I have this saying that is part of the Rise with Love philosophy, which is when we share wisdom, we transform mankind, and it's now time for your transformation. So I just love being able to bring people together, and you are someone who has the most incredible story. So, you know, Sandy, we hear of people all the time, you know, that it had nothing and then got this incredible success, but you actually are one of those people. So can you take us through what that is like and how this has been able to inspire people all around the world?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I feel so incredibly blessed that I actually discovered the law of attraction, because without that, my life would be the same. So basically, to give you the very quick backstory, my family lived in the most southern state of Australia, and it was quite cold, and they decided we wanted to move to Queensland, which is lovely and warm. But they decided before moving, they would sell our house and would take half the money and would travel overseas for 10 months, which we did. Fabulous, amazing, incredible. We went to all throughout Europe and North Africa and Scandinavia and Morocco, and trekked from London to Kathmandu. It was fabulous, but it was all camping. It was all done on the cheap because we, you know, didn't have a lot of money. It was half our entire house. So then we moved to Queensland, and I went to school and I met a boy, and we went out for about probably 10 or 11 years. Then we ended up getting married, had two kids. I had a six-month-old and a three-year-old, and we got divorced. Now, luckily, because the only thing we had in common really was I love going to the beach and he loves surfing. So together, the two of us were like, made in heaven, match made in heaven. But once we actually got married and, you know, it was work and babies, and we had nothing in common. So as I said, I ended up, you know, two kids and trying to take what had been previously a hobby that was just making us a bit of cash money on the side and tried to turn it into a proper business. And I was designing and manufacturing swimwear and gymwear. And so that business kind of limped along and limped along, and I kept extending my overdraft and all the expenses that go into a real business, like an offline business, a brick and mortar business, like rent and advertising and staff and wages and, you know, stock and all the stuff. Anyway, I ended up $100,000 in debt and on welfare. So it wasn't a very fun place to be. And I really felt at that time I was just such a crummy mummy. I was so stressed around money. I was so scared about what my future was going to hold. I had no idea what I could do to get out of it. I sort of calculated that if I got a reasonable job, it would take me the rest of my life to get out of debt. And I just was like literally didn't know what to do. And I ended up going to this, it was kind of like a psychologist come hypnotist. And I went to him about some sort of, I think I went to him for sort of career future advice. Anyway, he put me under, and when I came out of it, he asked me what I thought, like what really interested me. And the only thing I could think of was personal development. But in my mind, it was like, there is no way I'm getting into that field, because there was only two things you could do. You either had to be a speaker, and oh my gosh, like back then I was the shyest. There's no way I was going to speak to anyone about anything. And the other thing was to write a book. And again, no way. There was no way I was going to write a book. Anyway, within probably about 2 or 3 weeks, I ended up seeing this little inch by inch ad, this tiny little ad in the paper. And these words jumped out at me: personal development, strong work ethic. And the other word was money. I was like, oh my gosh, that is of interest to me. So anyway, I answered the ad, and it was marketing a personal development course. And it was on the law of attraction. And that was my very first introduction to the law of attraction. I'd heard about positive, thinking before, and I'd been into that. But discovering the law of attraction and understanding that there is more to life than just floating along, what happens, happens. Understanding that we get the choice to think and focus on what we want, and we can then attract it into our life. Like, my mind was literally blown. So I completely embraced it. I mean, I had nothing to lose. $100,000 in debt and on welfare, the only way to go was up after that. So I did, I completely embraced it, and I just applied everything I learned, and I made up all these different processes and exercises and things to really shift my focus from my situation, which was $100,000 in debt and receiving $15,000 a year from the government, which, by the way, is not enough to even survive on. So I was going further and further into debt every day. So I just had to switch, like, because if you focus on that, if you focus on your reality, I was only going to create more of the same. So I just put all these different things together, and it worked. Like, I'm not saying it worked overnight, but little by little things began to shift and change. And next thing I knew, I literally had gone from welfare to millionaire. I came up with ideas that just came out of the blue, and I took action on them. And like I said, I still have to pinch myself when I look at my beautiful, because I've got this beautiful home on 2 acres. I've got a spring-fed dam and a tropical swimming pool and a barley hut and a big day bed that I laze in. And I look at it all and think, oh my gosh, my life could have been so different than what it is. So I feel so blessed that I discovered the law of attraction. And so my absolute passion is sharing it with other people now, like sharing it with as many people who will learn and really help them to A, understand the law of attraction, and B, understand how to manifest money, and C, really understand how to break through your money blocks. Because I think you can be good at manifesting money, but unless you break through your money blocks, the money will flow in, but then it'll flow out again. So I work pretty much focused on those three things, and that's what I love to do.
Oh my gosh, it is just so amazing to hear that from you. And I've just got like so many goosebumps, and I know everyone can kind of understand, right? We've all put ourselves in situations where we are in quite a lot of debt, living outside of our means. And I think it's probably like this generation, right? It's just what we do. We just keep going, and we can just borrow, and it's not necessarily real money or that kind of stuff.
That's such a trap.
It is. Mm. And probably something that you help a lot of people with. So we'll dive into that soon. But I want to know, because you did say it in 1999, you discovered the law of attraction, but what part of it truly change the trajectory of your life?
Everybody wants to know the one thing.
What is it?
Like, what was that one thing you did? What was the one thing that changed everything? Because I'll do that thing. And you know what? I used to be an aerobics instructor. Okay. So I always like to bring it back to
Back in the 80s with the leotards.
I actually even designed swimwear and gymwear. So yeah, totally got it. And I was the first aerobics instructor in Australia, and I started classes. So I bring everything back to that because people kind of understand it. So it's like someone who has finally, like, who's been struggling all their life being overweight and unhealthy, suddenly discovering exercise and eating healthy, and they put it all together and they do it, and people say to them, what did you do? It's like there wasn't just one thing, because that person may really love going to the gym. Someone else may love running. Someone else may love doing hot yoga. Someone else may love, the thing is, it's not so much about the thing that you do. The thing is, it's about how often you do it and how committed you are. So I always say to people, you know, my book is completely filled with all different processes and exercises that help you focus on creating prosperity and abundance. Because for me, I get very bored doing the same thing. So when people say, what did you do? I didn't just do one thing. Pardon me, didn't just do one thing, because I understand that manifesting and attracting is all about energy. And if I was to do one thing, let's say I chose one affirmation and I just did one affirmation all the time, I know myself, I would get kind of not bored, but the affirmation would kind of lose its zing after a while. And when it loses its zing, because I'm saying the same thing over and over again, then I don't have the energy to attract, because thought sends the order out and feeling attracts it back to you. So you've got to have feeling. You've got to have emotion in there. So for me, I just created lots of different things, but the things I love the most, I love affirmations. Even to this day, my phone, like on my phone, I literally on the, there's a voice memos, because I don't know why I don't have what's the iTunes? I don't have it on my phone. But anyway, I have voice memos. So I record affirmations and I listen to them. I walk along the beach every morning and I listen to my affirmations still to this day, every morning. I just create new ones every few days or every week or so. And they always have that energy. I always feel really connected to them. So affirmations I love. Visualizations take me to a whole new level. I've always loved visualizations. I create my own. So I get my voice memo. I talk about all the things that I want to have in my life and experience and do. And then I take the audio and I type it all out and I record it properly with spaces. And then I listen to it as I go off to sleep at night. So that's another thing I love to do. I love to do anything that gets me in that space where I feel totally abundant. So throughout the day, I can't tell you how many times throughout the day, when I'm just working, I will just sit there and I just feel so grateful. So grateful for, I mean, I'm very lucky that I have a lot of things to be grateful for. But I say to people, even if you don't have a lot to be grateful for and you really feel like things are missing, find whatever you can. Because gratitude, again, is another attractor, a very powerful attractor. And the more things you can find to be grateful for, the more you will attract things to be grateful for. So it kind of, it's a really a big win-win situation when you use gratitude. So again, there was never one single thing, but I do remember the first time I realized that I'd actually cracked the code, that I'd actually worked out what to do. So as I said, I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare. I was really struggling. I discovered the law of attraction. I began to put it into place. I kind of had up and down. So it wasn't like I discovered the law of attraction and bingo, everything was fabulous. I kind of had moments where I was attracting a lot and then moments when I wasn't, then I was, and then I wasn't. And I got a phone call from my accountant who contacted me and said, you know what? I know you had a lot of success marketing a personal development course. I'm about to go into business marketing a course, but I don't really want to speak to anyone, but I've got this great course and I was thinking maybe we could partner up. So my logical mind was like, oh, I don't think I want to. But then my part of me was like, oh, you know, maybe I should look at it. And the other part was, no, don't do it. And the other part was, oh, maybe I should. Anyway, I ended up joining forces with her and it was on a course that was so totally not, you know, in my lane. It was based on, what was it, real estate investing. And it was based on the Robert Kiyosaki's Real Estate Mentor, a course that they'd put together. Anyway, so the deal was, you know, I was going to talk to her clients. And we started that process. And then I woke up one morning with the name Wildly Wealthy Women in my mind. And I just went straight online and I registered the domain name. Didn't even know what I was going to do. About 3 months later, I actually said to my business partner at the time, I've got this idea. We're marketing this course and it's a great course. And, you know, it's right up your alley because you're a real estate investor and you're a financial advisor and you're an accountant. You're all those, I like to call them boring things. You're all those things. But I love the mindset. I would love to take this course and your knowledge and then combine it with what I know about mindset. And we'll create this program. And as I said, I'd already thought up the name, Wildly Wealthy Women. And we'll put all these things in and it'll be great. And anyway, she said yes. We launched that program within a matter of about 2 months. We'd sold nearly $2 million of memberships. And it was simply because, yes, it was the practical aspect, but also there was a mindset aspect. And this was back before, you know, all the women's programs that are available these days. This was back, I think, in 2003 or 2004. It was way back. And it was just an instant hit. And I remember after that, so money was pouring. It was like, oh my gosh. And I remember going to Target. And the thing that I still love to this day, I love smoothies in the morning. These days it's green smoothies, but back then it was fruit smoothies. So I used to have like mango and banana and pineapple and whiz it all up and that'd be my breakfast. Anyway, my blender broke and I remember going to Target to buy a blender. And I'm walking down the blender aisle. It still gets me emotionally to this day. So I'm walking down the blender aisle, I'm looking at all the blenders, and I realized in that moment that I didn't have to look at the price. I could actually buy any blender I wanted. And in that moment, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, I've realized that I had finally broken out of that mold of struggling all my life, and that I, you know, I knew what it took to create abundance. And I knew if I just continue to focus on what I did want, continue to put my energy on the abundance and prosperity I wanted to create, that I could continue to do that. So that was, for me, was just such a moment I will never forget. I can still see me walking down that aisle and suddenly realizing I'm standing there crying in the blender aisle because I was just so overcome with emotion. But yeah, it all comes back to, it's energy and it's feelings. And, you know, you can think everything you want, but it's when you attach emotion to those thoughts that they become magnetic and you begin to attract things into your life.
Oh, you got me there as well. I'm like, I can, you know, it's, and those are real moments when you kind of realize, oh my gosh, I've actually changed my life. Right. And such a powerful thing to go back to. And I feel it's like a moment we can all kind of understand, because I'm sure we've all stood at a supermarket and gone, I don't actually have to worry about buying the budget brand, or, you know, whether it be, you know, sheets for the bed or whatever it might be. So it's such a relatable kind of example. And you say that with, you feel the energy as you say that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
One of the things I kind of also wanted to ask you is that you help women to manifest, you know, this money, which is so awesome. What happens to you helping women who are employed in a job, for example, who aren't entrepreneurs? Like, what advice do you have for them?
Well, the thing when it comes to manifesting, I know, you know, when I teach women how to manifest money, most people think of it as coming from a job or some other source, but it can be from, from a business or anything, but it can come from a job. It can come from anywhere. I think what we need to understand is we have this very limited idea of how money can come. So we think it can come from our business. It can come maybe from a relative. It can come from our job. It can come from, you know, various ways to make money.
Lotto.
We can win the lottery. But really, the bottom line is the universe has a gazillion ways it can bring us money. And we have no understanding of what those ways are until we just open ourselves up to the miracles. I remember another time, for instance. So I don't know if you remember when The Secret first came out. Now, I remember when it came out, we weren't able to buy it here in Australia. I don't know about New Zealand, but we couldn't buy it.
If you can't buy it in Australia, you definitely can't buy it in New Zealand.
Yeah, it was really weird. We couldn't buy it until it aired on TV. So I was like, what? And I saw this little trailer and it said nothing about the law of attraction. So I didn't even know what it was about. But I just felt like, oh my gosh, I think this movie is going to transform the planet. This is amazing. And I just had this inspired idea, write to the people at The Secret and give them a gift. So I wrote this email saying, I love what you're doing. I don't really know what it's doing. I don't really know what it's all about, but I just know it's going to change the planet. I'd love to send you a gift. And I get an email back from Rhonda Byrne, the producer of The Secret, saying, you know, we get so many emails. I don't know how, because I never get any, but yours came to me. I'd love a gift. So I sent her my book on one of my programs, and she emailed me back and said, did you watch The Secret and then write your book? And I said, no, my book's been out for a few years now and I still haven't seen The Secret. And she said, oh my gosh, it's just like exactly the same. And I said, oh my gosh, I just want to see The Secret. So she ended up, she was living in America at the time. So she ended up sending me the DVD. We had this secret party at my house and everyone came and we watched the movie and we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But then I said to her, why can't we buy it in Australia? Like, I know so many Australians would love it. She said, we are not, contractually, we're not allowed to sell to anyone in Australia. And I said, well, can you sell to someone in America and they sell to people in Australia? She said, sure, but we cannot sell to Australia. I said, well, I've got a US company that I set up years ago. I don't even know what for. Could my US company buy? She said, sure. That idea alone made me $3 million in less than a year. Now, I'm sure a lot of people might have thought, oh, this is a great movie, but not done anything about it. But I thought this is, I hadn't even seen it, but this is going to be amazing. I want to thank them. I want to give them a gift. I didn't do that thinking, how can I make money out of this? You know, what am I going to plan and plot? It was none of that. It was just, I want to give them a gift. I just feel that what they're doing is amazing. So sometimes when an idea comes to mind, even if you've got no idea what it is, why it is, what it's got to do with, if it's an idea, an inspired idea, you want to take action. Because you don't know what the universe has got planned behind the scenes for you. You don't know what it's theming up and how it's kind of bringing you to what you truly desire in ways that you couldn't even imagine. Because honestly, if someone had said to me, hey, I think you should start up an importing and distribution business of a DVD, I would have said, oh, go away. Like, it's not something that I kind of planned in my business. So sometimes the universe will bring you these great ideas. And for most people, I will tell you right now, they think these ideas and then they unthink them. They don't take any action. And for me, I know it's the taking of the action without actually knowing what the end result will be, which has allowed me to create success. One thing I teach my students is there's a saying, ready, aim, fire. So ready is getting yourself all prepared. Aiming is making sure everything's just right. Fire is just getting going. I do it slightly different. I'm ready. So you just kind of come up with an idea and you're kind of almost ready. Aim, instead of aiming, we go straight to fire. So it's ready, fire, aim. So get ready, come up with an idea, fire, get started, make it happen. Aim is then fixing it, tweaking it, improving it, you know, making any adjustments. And that's what I've found has really helped me. So regardless of whether you're, you know, in a business, got a job, whatever it happens to be, as long as you're focusing on more and you don't have to think about it's got to come from my job, because it could come in so many different ways. And yes, it could absolutely come from inside your job. You might find you this amazing promotion or this raise, or you know, you're sent to another department or someone else hires you, who knows? But don't think just because I've got a job and this is my income and it's at this limit that that's it, because these principles work for anyone, not just people who are entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And I think that's so valid that you've said that, because so many people think, well, I can't ever change my life, or I can't ever have more because this is what I earn every year. So, you know, this is it. So I love that. I have to say, you know, I think I might be a fire ready aim sometimes. I think I'm just like, let's just go for it. I'm just like, I have no idea.
Fire. Yeah. And then, oh, this one works, but none of them do. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm an Aries. So yeah. When you say that you get bored, I'm like, are you an Aries too? Because
I'm a Gemini. So oh. I'm a this and then I'm a that. Like, I just change my mind. I'm jumping back and forth all the time.
Oh, I love it. And the new secret movie, the one with Katie Holmes and Hot Throb. I always forget
his
name.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my gosh. I literally could watch that movie every single day. It is one of my favorite movies right now. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is my life. I love it so much. So it's so cool that you've had that connection with her as well. And you're so right. It is about following those nudges, and most people won't. They'll get in the heads and start going into, who am I to do this? Someone, it already exists. Or
I know. The already exist thing is like, stop so many people. Do you think someone who opens a food restaurant thinks, oh, I won't open this because there's so many food restaurants in the place? Or someone who opens a used car yard, well, I won't do this because there's other people selling used cars. It's like, for goodness sakes, you are you, and you are this unique person with a unique flavor and a unique way of doing things and of thinking and presenting and whatever it is that you have, you're unique. And when it comes to creating a business or bringing in an extra income or whatever it is, people are energetically are drawn to you and the whole package, not just the thing that you have. So yeah, don't let that stop you from getting started. Just get out there and make it happen. Yeah, your people will be attracted to you.
That's right. Because the worst thing I think we could do is let our dreams die with us. Mm-hmm. And we see that so often. I always say, you know, there will never be another you as there is right now in all of Earth's existence ever again. So you have your own unique piece of the puzzle. And if you don't put that piece of the puzzle, then it's gone forever,
exactly.
Right?
Think of all the people that miss out on that special you, that part of you that is only you. So yeah, and it's like, for me, that's really come to life this week because my daughter has just, she's always loved fashion since she was like literally a toddler. Like fashion and beauty is her thing. And just this week she moved into a share premises where she sort of turned from making designs on her living room floor into being at the back of a store. And for me, it was like, oh my gosh, this is such, I know what a big move this is and how energetically can change everything. When you start to take yourself more seriously, then everyone else seems to take you more seriously and you really can step up your business and step up, you know, your future and what you're headed to in such a big way when you just back yourself. And even if you don't know how it's going to work out and you've got no idea and you don't know if you're going to mess up, and you probably are, but who cares? It's like, you just got to do it. And when you take that action and you commit, then the universe meets you halfway and magical things can happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It so reminds me of when I first got started. Originally, I was a psychic medium and I was 7 months pregnant. I was actually teaching intermediate. I was on a fixed term contract and I went, okay, I'll do this as a hobby. Started, you know, doing readings on my dining room table, 7 months pregnant, going, no one's going to take me seriously. I'm 25, like $20 an hour and I'd be so happy. fast forward 8 years later, things are very different. But I think back to, had I not just done that, right? Now I've got, you know, the studio and the home and all those kinds of wonderful things. I get to do all sorts of amazing things. But had I not taken that action of just getting started,
exactly.
Right?
It's the getting started. And I think everyone is so scared that they're not quite ready. Like they're not quite at that stage. They don't quite have the confidence that everything's not set up perfectly. Everything's not like, but the thing is, you're never going to get to that stage until you take that first step. And we all started with zero people on our database and no idea. And you take that first step and then you take that next step and then you just keep going one foot in front of the other, just taking little steps every day. And that just helps you grow and evolve and transform. And if you've, you know, got a side hustle or a business, same thing. It helps it grow and evolve and transform. And you get to a point where you look back and go, wow, look how much I've grown. But everyone only sees you here as this already evolved person with this business and thinks, oh, I can't do it. But they just have to get started now. Get started now. Take those steps.
We've all had moments where we've put on something and no one shows up or, you know, things don't work out. You know, I think you're so right. People sometimes see just that outer successful version of you, but they don't see, like, you did actually start somewhere, right? I mean, for you were on welfare going, I don't even know how I'm gonna buy groceries this week, or, you know, like whatever it might be. And so you took the action, and I think that's the difference, right, with the 1%ers of the world, in a sense, is they like you said, with the ready, right? And then the fire and the aim. And that's why I'm like, sometimes I'm just straight fire. I'm just like, let's just go. Let's just do
but
it.
The action,
we'll work it out.
Exactly. The action is the key. And this is what, like the movie The Secret was based on, pardon me, based on the book, or one of the books that she read was The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. And in there he says, by thought, the thing you desire is brought to you, but by action you receive it. So you can think about what you want and have those feelings, and it can come into the, it'll be there in the metaphysical, but it won't cross the border from the metaphysical to the physical unless you take some sort of action, unless you show the universe that you're totally, totally serious and that you mean business and that you totally want it. So it's not all about sitting around meditating and expecting everything to just drop into your lap, because it's not going to happen. You have to take some sort of action.
It's good to start, but you do have to put the momentum.
Yeah, combine. I always say to people, it's the metaphysical and the practical joined together that creates magic. The two together that absolutely creates the magic.
Definitely. And I always say, you know, it's you've got to give it the momentum. You know, you can't just sit on your couch and just watch Netflix and then go, well, the universe hasn't brought it to me. It's like, well, kind of got to do a little bit of action as well.
Exactly.
So I love
because
that.
The more you move toward what you desire, the more the universe moves toward you. So the faster you're taking action, the faster the universe is using, the faster that you can actually manifest it. So it's the two together that really creates, as I said, creates the magic.
That's the secret sauce.
Yeah, secret sauce.
Now, you have some tips that I know could be quite useful for the Rise With Love audience about breaking through those money blocks. OMG, the money blocks, the biggie. Why do we even have them, right? We're, you know, and maybe our monetary system might change, you know, with what's going on around the world, but these money blocks are crippling. So
they are crippling, and we don't even know that we have them, and we often don't even know why we have them. And it just and this really came through to me this week. I've just been I've got this course called Millionaire Mindset Experience.
Oh, I did just see that.
Did you now? So, and I'm just in the process of updating all the material and new handouts and everything. And one of the modules I was going through, I just was like, oh my gosh, this was such a pivotal. And even when I was recording it, I got that word wrong all the time.
Pivotal.
Moment for me. So when I was in first grade, our teacher, I was so shy, like ridiculously shy, like wouldn't talk to anyone. And the teacher said, we've got these gingerbread men, who would like to take them home and bake them? And I felt like I put my hand up. And for me, that was just like the bravest thing to do. And the teacher said, okay, Sandy, or Sandra, back then, you can take them home. So my mum came up and got them from the teacher, and we took them home. We cooked them all up and we ate them. And I felt so proud. Like, for someone who's so shy, I felt so proud and so amazing. And I felt like I'd helped my family and my family, because we weren't rich by any means. We weren't poor, but we weren't rich. And having this whole tray of biscuits, and we ate more than normal, because normally if we bought a packet of biscuits, we had one only and they'll put it aside for the next day. So it was like, we just felt rich and I felt amazing because I had done this, and it was just like incredible. I went back to school the next morning and I walked in the classroom and the teacher said to me, where's the tray? I've forgotten to bring the tray. And I'm so shy, I just stood there and stared at it, said nothing. She said, and where's the gingerbread men? And I just stood there. It's like, I didn't know what I'd done. Like, I just didn't know what I'd done. I was like, I didn't understand. My brain didn't compute. She said, where is it? And I just stood there. She got me by the shoulder and she put me in the corner, in the naughty corner, and she smacked me. She got the ruler and smacked me, told me how naughty
back
I was.
In the day where you could smack people.
Exactly. Back in the day, you could use a ruler. And she smacked me, and I was crying, but trying to cry really quietly because I didn't want anyone else in the class to kind of see me, because I'm so shy and I just like to be invisible. And I was just, and she's smacking me, telling me how bad I was and how naughty and how I took more than my share, and now everyone else who paid for them wouldn't get them, and how, like, it really was like huge. Anyway, then she sent me home. So I had to walk home by myself with this note, which I gave to my mum, and it basically said, oh, I think, very nicely, not crazy like she was with me, I think Sandra may have eaten a gingerbread man or two. Can you please bring them back? Anyway, my mum came up, and we were supposed to bake them and then bring them back to the school for the rest of the kids to eat for morning tea. I didn't know that. I'm six. So, and my mum obviously didn't get the message right when she spoke to the teacher. But anyway, that thing was always in my family known as the gingerbread man incident. It was just a funny thing we used to laugh about. But do you know that that incident totally rewired my brain around having more? So even when I got really good at manifesting, I was really good at, I could have more, I had experienced more. But don't keep more, because you are going to be humiliated. You're going to experience pain. You're going to feel rejected. You're going to be hurt. Like, don't go there. So I would bring money in, and then I would just make it disappear again. And it was just like, I couldn't understand, because even at the point when I was teaching about manifesting and people were manifesting, it was still like going out. I still had more, but I still had more going out. It's like, what's wrong with me? And so sometimes these things are so deeply ingrained in our brain. And it's not like you have to even discover what that thing is. But I've now come up, because as well as teaching people how to manifest, as I said, I now teach them how to break through their blocks. So there's certain things you can do to completely rewire your brain so that you wire it in a way that supports you to achieve your goals, as opposed to taking you away from your goals. Because, you know, our brain is such an amazing, miraculous thing. It tries to work as efficiently and easily as possible. So once it creates a belief, it just leaves it there, and you don't have to think about something when you do it. You just do it based on what that belief is. So the brain doesn't have to figure things out in every moment of your life. And so when you rewire your brain, you allow yourself to just easily take the steps that you need to that support you wanting to create money or manifest more money or keep more money or manage your money or whatever it is that you need to do, as opposed to, as I was doing, completely self-sabotaging because I didn't realize that there was that part of me that just thought, nah, can't have more than you share, otherwise there's going to be major trauma. So yeah, and it all comes down to the mind. The mind is just amazing. It's amazing. It can support you in the most amazing ways, but it can cripple you in the most amazing ways too. So you've got to learn to wire it in a way, just like a computer, just, you know, punch in what you want, get it all sorted in there, and then your life will be so much better. Things will be so much easier. You'll attract much more effortlessly. Things will flow, you'll be more magnetic, you'll make less mistakes. It just makes your entire life so much easier.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we don't realize how significant those times in our childhood are at creating these money blocks. And even though the gingerbread men weren't necessarily per se like money associated, it's still ingrained in you
exactly
how you spend
taking
your money
more.
When you actually did make
more
the big bucks.
Yeah, I was having more than I should have, and that was a bad thing. So when I brought in money, more than I should have, don't keep that money, get it away. It's going to be, and you know, my incident, like compared to some people have major trauma, and then other people have much less, much, you know, it could have been just a word from someone that they admired said, oh, you're a bit selfish, aren't you? That could be all it takes to just in that moment, because when it's combined with emotion, it makes that neural pathway in your brain, it makes that connection, and it can be there for life. There's enough emotion there, it's there for life, unless you do something to erase it, to change it. So I so love
that, because I think for some people that might be the part that they don't necessarily realize. They go, but I'm, you know, I'm manifesting and I'm doing all the things, but for some reason, like, it's not staying what's wrong? And it's like, wow, what are some of the traumas that have happened in your life? So I love that this is something that you address, because it is so fundamental. Yeah. Now, I do want to talk about your book, right, which I have just purchased. So I'm super excited to get my hands on that, which is Be Wildly Wealthy Fast. So it was an international bestseller. I mean, that in itself is just sensational. Congratulations. Did you ever imagine as a little girl that you would become such a powerhouse woman who transformed lives?
This is me, the shy person who literally, the person we lived next door to for probably 10 years of my life, every time he saw me, he would say, "Cat, got your tongue again?" I never spoke a word. So no, there was no way I envisioned that I would be doing what I'm doing now. I think for me, it was really, when I moved to Queensland, it was really all I cared about was going down the beach. That was the only thing I worried about. Weekends, going down the beach, swimming in the ocean, laying in the sun. That was my entire vision of life, doing something, any job that would allow me to do that. And it wasn't until I was $100,000 in debt and on welfare and raising two kids, and that I discovered the personal development industry, that I just fell so in love with it and just felt so like, oh, this is my thing. So the first thing I actually did was I trained to become a life coach. And, you know, with the very first training company in Australia, and I loved it so much. But I used the law of attraction in my coaching sessions and my business just grew. So that Life Coach Training Academy asked me to be a trainer for them. And I did that for a little while, but you know, I just wanted to build my own business. And about probably, I don't know, 6-7 years later, I constantly had people saying, I want to do what you're doing. I want to be able to work from home and have my own business and make as much money as I want and choose my own hours and work in the personal development industry. I want to do what you do. So in 2008, I actually launched my own Life Coach Training Academy. And so I train people to be internationally certified as Law of Attraction coaches. And there's no way I ever imagined that I would be doing that. So, you know, my life is so far beyond that girl who dropped out of school in grade 11 and, you know, really had no idea except, you know, wanted to go to the beach on a weekend. That was about it.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like I'm a completely different person, but the same person. Like, my life is completely different. I get to do things that I would never have dreamed of. I've taken my kids to Machu Picchu where we trek the Inca Trail, and we've flown by helicopter over where they filmed Jurassic Park, and swum with the dolphins in Hawaii, and you know, ridden camels across the Sahara in Morocco.
Oh, I have done that. I have ridden a camel in the Sahara.
How uncomfortable is that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, when camels go down, it is so scary.
I know. But some of the things I've done have just been like so amazing. And I just love the fact that I've been able to show my children that no matter what happens, when you focus on your dreams and when you put your energy and your conversations and your thoughts there, that you can completely turn things around. And I think for me, that is the biggest piece of the puzzle and the biggest feeling of fulfillment that I have. You know, I love working with all my clients, but knowing that my children now have the opportunity to see that, you know, yep, life is life and things may get hard at some point, but you have the choice as to what you then focus on and where your life then ends up. So yeah, you're very lucky.
You're so inspiring and I love that so much. I love, my children are still little. I have 3 kids. So I envision that so much, all the things that we're going to be able to do and all the adventures. So that really is something I feel. But I kind of also want to ask you, because you meet everyday people who most likely come up to you and say, because of you, Sandy, you know, my whole life has changed. And, you know, I mean, that must be just the most incredible feeling in the whole world. Has there been anyone that stood out to you that has then, because of what they've said, changed your life in some way?
I can't even begin to tell you the amount of times that people have told me the stories of what have happened for them and how things have changed. But I love it when I see my students go off and then create, you know, amazing things. Like one of my students, I remember Denise Duffield Thomas. She
I am in her program.
Yeah, so she went through my program. She became a certified coach through me. She went through my author program. She read my book. She applied everything she learned. And when the very first week she was certified, she made, I think, something like $225. But she just followed the process that I taught her step by step, and her business just started to grow and grow. And now she's got a multi-million dollar business. And I love seeing that my students are not only learning, but they're applying it and they're making it happen. And I've just come out of another round of Millionaire Mindset Experience. And one of my students, it was so cool, because we always say, you know, share your wins, tell us what you do. And one girl said, look, I've just gone from $1,000 to $4,000 weeks to having $8,000 to $16,000 weeks. And I've just raised $70,000 as a deposit for our home on a lake on the Gold Coast. And it was like, you know, just from learning what they learn from me, they're able to go out there and completely transform their life. And I love that. And you know, I remember the story about Melissa, who was a part-time hairdresser and homeschooled her
kids. She's got a great name.
Doesn't she? and this is even before COVID. So she was homeschooling her kids and, again, dived in, learned the information, started applying it. She manifested $20,000 and then manifested another $25,000 and was able to purchase her very own home, which is, her mother hadn't had a home, her grandmother hadn't had a home, they'd always rented. So she was the first one to kind of break that cycle and buy her very first home. And for me, just hearing stories like that is like, oh my gosh, sometimes it's hard to take in that you're actually part of that process and you're actually making that much of a difference. It's like, wow, because I look at the people that I learned through and pardon me, that I looked up to. Like, I loved Mark Victor Hansen. So the Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, he used to always have events in the US, and I would fly to US and I would look at him up on stage, and he would be all over the place, and he'd start saying something and get sidetracked and say something else, and he was really disorganized. And I'd look at him and think, oh my gosh, that's me. I could, if he can do it, I can do it. And so, you know, he was a really big inspiration. And, you know, I know what difference having a mentor, having someone that's already done it to follow, can make sort of the difference it can make in your own life. So I love knowing that I'm that for other people. It's so exciting. And there's nothing I love more than getting the success stories of people that are following all my principles. It really makes my heart sing.
I love that so much. And I think, you know, this is why I love mentoring as well. With my teacher background, it's like, yeah, there is nothing better than having this knowledge inside of you and actually imparting it, because I'm huge on that. I'm always someone who's like, if I know if something works, I'm sharing it. Like, yeah, I don't keep it to myself, because totally, that doesn't align with how the universe works in my world, right? Yeah. So I love that you have shared so authentically, and your students are then empowering their communities. And so, you know, that massive, exactly, ripple effect is just, yeah, so like incredible, because you stepped up. You stepped up and you gave that momentum to the little nudges the universe was giving you. And wow, you know,
it all changed.
Yeah, and it is. So in Sandy's way, right, what do you hope for humanity in the future?
I just really hope, and I think we're getting to that point. Like, if you look now, how many people are understanding that we have this power within us to change our future? That they understand that we're not just this leaf floating through life, and whatever happens, happens, and we just have to take it on the chin. People are beginning to wake up and understand that, you know, it's not just some woo-woo concept. It's actually based in quantum science. It's actually also based in neuroscience, and understanding that the brain and the heart, when they work together, that's like the practical and the metaphysical working together, we have this amazing power. And I think just by understanding that, there comes this point where there's a critical mass, that when enough people on the planet know something, then even people who had not learnt that thing before have a knowledge of it. It's this thing that happens in the quantum field. And so, because more and more people are understanding, and the thing is, this is where there's a little glitch right now. More and more people are understanding, but we need more and more people applying. And you can sit there and read all the books and, you know, watch all the online stuff and think you know it all.
And then why is it not working?
And you've got to apply it. You've got to just be consistently and persistently applying it every day. And when you do that, that's when real change happens. And when enough people are doing that, then the consciousness of the entire planet will raise. And I really see that we're getting to this point where, you know, our kids will have a life, and you know, my grandkids will have a life, not that I have any yet, but they'll be here soon. One day. but they'll have a life so far beyond. They won't have to go and wait till they're 30 or 40 or 50 to learn this stuff. They'll learn it when they're little. They'll learn meditation when they're, you know, you just sit on your pillow for a minute or two to start with. And as they grow, they'll learn more about it, and visualization and affirmations. And they'll just understand that that's how it is. And when that happens, then I believe we'll have a totally different world. And I can't wait to be part of that, because, you know, every person, I always say, you can transform the planet one person at a time, starting with you. Very similar to what you said. Yeah. And so, you know, it's all about you taking those little steps every day. They don't have to be massive changes, but those little steps every day. And, you know, in 365 days, your life will be on a totally different trajectory.
I love it.
So, yeah, it's just those little steps every day can make a huge difference in the long run.
My 12-year-old, her dream is to swim for the Olympics for New Zealand. And I know, I just, every time I watch her in the swimming pool, it just makes me cry. She's just so amazing. And, you know, I do a lot with her on the power of the mind. And I say, you know, Chloe, it's not necessarily your body that's going to get you that gold medal. It's going to be your mind. And so we do a lot of work on her visualizing, you know, jumping in the pool and receiving her medals and all of that kind of stuff. And
well, they teach all of that. They teach that in the elite training centers for athletes around the world, like visualization.
We're doing it at 12. I know. And she, you know, she's got this picture on her vision board of one of the Olympians. You know, she's smoking. Don't know who it is. But, and she's in her swimsuits holding her goggles. And Chloe, you know, she says, "Mom, I took the exact same photo." And, you know, and I felt like I was that Olympian. And I'm like, sweetheart, that is how you become a champion.
Exactly. The mind is such a huge part of it.
It truly is.
Can't wait to hear of her.
Me too. We'll see whenever the Olympics are on, right?
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, Sandy, you are just someone I could speak to probably for the rest of my life. You are so amazing. I know people are going to want to like check you out and all that kind of stuff. So I'll link it up anyway, but where do you kind of hang out on social so people can be inspired by your wisdom?
Sure. Well, the easiest way to find me is probably at my website, wildlywealthy.com. Or else you can find me, where am I? So Facebook is Sandy L. Forster. So you can find me there. I think Instagram is the same, although I'm a bit slack on Insta.
There's so many things to keep up with, right?
There's too many.
Like, I don't TikTok yet.
I was making a list the other day of the things that have happened since I was little that we didn't have, like WhatsApp and Voxer and Message and, you know, even
cell
email
phones.
And, yes, cell phones and even answering machines. And, like, it's just mind-blowing the amount of stuff we have to wrestle with these days. So we have to kind of let a lot of that just drop away sometimes, just be in the moment, be mindful, because in the moment is where the power is. And when you can be in the moment, you can be mindful, you can be aware, you can be conscious, you can create magic. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that so much. And, you know, Sandy, is there anything else that you want to share with the Rise With Love listeners?
I would just love to tell them that, you know, don't ever let any of your limiting ideas or beliefs hold you back, because I dropped out of high school. I did not even finish. I dropped out at grade 11. I had no skills. I had no connections. I had no money behind me. I had nothing. And yet I've been able to go from that place of being on welfare to millionaire. And it was purely by combining the law of attraction with practical actions. So if I can do it, every single one of you can do it too. You've just got to be persistent. You've got to find a mentor that you follow and that you listen to, and you take action on their advice. And when you do that, you can't go wrong. So I just can't wait to hear of all your successes.
Oh, and I'm sure you and I, we are rooting for everybody to go out there and just live their incredible lives, because that's just going to help raise the consciousness of the planet. And like you say, with our, I don't know if it'll be my children or grandchildren quite, but we'll see. Of course, my grandchildren, by then, they'll be like totally
crazy. They'll be levitating.
Yeah, they'll be doing all sorts of wonderful things, right? But we are creating such an incredible world, and I'm so excited to see what unfolds. And thank you so much for doing you and sharing your wisdom all of these years with so many people. I cannot wait to get my hands on your book and read that and put some things into action and let you know how my life has transformed and all those wonderful things. And oh my gosh, I just, you know, I feel people like you are truly what I like, angels on earth, really.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you so much, as I said, for what you do and you know, getting people in front of your audience, because we're all changing the consciousness of the planet together. You know, the more people we can get into the law of attraction and into quantum science and into neuroscience and you know, creating our own reality, the more the world will be a better place.
Totally. Oh, I'm so excited for everyone to tune in. So thank you so much for joining Sandy and myself, and we can't wait to hear of all the incredible things you've put momentum to from your dreams that reside in your heart. And of course, make sure you leave a review and share this episode with absolutely everybody, because we know the drill. When you share wisdom, you transform mankind. So everybody, until next time, peace, love, and blessings. Melissa.